Pakistan's Hindus face extreme cruelty and horror as the country was created and founded on the fundamentals of hate and bigotry towards everyone who doesn't follow Islam. Pakistani Muslims consider Hindus as maloom, the Arabic word maloom literally meaning cursed and derived from the root. It has been globally known ever since its creation in 1947. Pakistan has never treated Hindus and its non-Muslim population justly, and often not even as human, let alone as full citizens of the country. Hindu girls and women in Pakistan are treated as worse than cattle while they are being regularly abducted, raped, forcefully converted to Islam and married to Muslim men, in most cases as a second, third or fourth wife. It may be mentioned here that a monogamous Islam allows men to maintain four wives at a time. Pakistani law does not grant protection to Hindus and members of religious minorities, while it grants absolute impunity and even encouragement to Muslims in abducting, raping and forcibly converting Hindu girls and women. Muslim societies have a wrong perception thinking they would get free access to heaven and get company of 72 virgins, Huri, once they can succeed in getting a Hindu or non-Muslim converted into Islam. In Islamic religious belief, Huris are ever-virgin young females with beautiful eyes who are described as a reward for the faithful Muslim believers in paradise. The term is used four times in the Quran, where they are mentioned indirectly several other times, sometimes as Azwaj, and Hadith provide a great deal of later elaboration. They have been said to have captured the imagination of Muslims and non-Muslims alike. According to Hadith, Huris are generally said to be composed of saffron from the feet to the knees, musk from the knees to the breast, amber from the breast to the neck, and camphor from the neck to the head. Working often with multiples of seven, the traditionalists have described them as wearing 70 to 70,000 gowns, through which even the marrow of their bones can be seen because of the fineness of their flesh, reclining on 70 couches of red hyacinth encrusted with rubies and jewels, and the like. The Hur do not sleep, do not get pregnant, do not menstruate, spit, or blow their noses, and are never sick. References to the increased sexual process of those male believers for whose pleasure the Hur are intended, are numerous. The reports make it clear that the Hur are created specifically as a reward for males of the Muslim community who have been faithful to Allah. Some hadith even say every Muslim male in the paradise will be rewarded with 70,000 virgins. While due to such a detailed description of Huris, which can be deemed as bashful virgins, the majority of jihadist suicide attackers and radical Muslims commit any form of a criminal offense to get the company of 72 virgins in paradise, any sensible human being would consider such thoughts as perversion. Pogrom on Hindus in Pakistan. In February this year, 14-year-old Meena Bhatt, a minor Hindu girl, was abducted by Pakistani Muslims named Syed Saleem Shah, Muktiar Shah, Aziz Rehman, and others. The girl's father lodged a FIR with the police for kidnapping. As the Sindh Child Marriages Restraint Act bars the marriage of individuals below 18, the court ordered an age determination test for the victim. The girl's family produced evidence that the girl was born in 2009 but could not convince the court. The medical board assigned by the court observed the case and determined the girl's age to be between 17 and 18. Based on this scientific evidence, the court ruled that Meena be handed over to her abductor. I have reported on such crimes several times in the past, and as the trend suggests, such reports will only become more frequent in the coming days, while Hindus will never get justice in any of the Pakistani courts. In one of its new and unique ways of tormenting the Hindus, Pakistan has now denied the religious minority water and shelter. Members of the Hindu Medhwar community in Chhapa Khoso village in Sindh's Tharparkar district were first denied access to water and then driven out of their village by crowds of local Muslims led by Raju Khoso and Sikandar Khoso. Following the forced eviction, Hindus, including women and children, were compelled to seek refuge in the scorching open area outside the local police station. Members of the community also tried to reach out to the authorities to register a FIR, but to no one's surprise, they were offered no cooperation and were left in absolute despair. There also are reports of another type of notoriety of Pakistani Muslims, where used condoms filled with male sperm are thrown at Hindu homes and temples. Thuggish Muslims also target Hindu males and females in crowded areas, particularly in bazaars and shopping centers, and infect the HIV virus through needles. The needle attacks targeting Hindus and non-Muslims are not only happening in Pakistan but also in many other countries, including the Western nations. According to counterterrorism experts, this is a new form of jihad which is known as needle jihad. In Europe, nightclub owners and law enforcement agencies are trying to raise awareness and warn concert goers about the potential risk of such surprise needle attacks or needle jihad. In all the cases of needle jihad, radicalized Muslim youths are using a hypodermic needle. According to medical experts, a hypodermic needle is used for the rapid delivery of liquids or when the injected substance cannot be ingested, either because it would not be absorbed, as with insulin, or because it would harm the liver. It is also useful for delivering certain medications that cannot be delivered orally due to vomiting. There are many possible routes for an injection, with intramuscular, into a muscle, and intravenous, into a vein, being the most common. A hypodermic syringe has the ability to retain liquid and blood in it up to years after the last use, and a great deal of caution should be taken to use a new syringe every time. Pakistani representatives continue to make false claims at the United Nations of Muslims being targeted in Kashmir and remain blind to the barbarity that is being played out in their backyards. Propagandists work overtime to establish a fake narrative of Muslim victimization worldwide or Islamophobe and cover up the violence that some Muslims perpetrate in every country with a Muslim majority.